Here he comes!
Satire.
Another party pooper. Can't have that.
But first, we're going to have a little fun tonight, folks, with a
collage of
nothing but fresh
funny jokes
made of mundane material.
I'm ready to get busy.
The video you're about to watch presents fictional accounts of sexual relationships
with ducks.
Then their kitchen sliced at an angle.
Albert, tiring of his hard work in the kitchen, came in and gave him a goldfish he had won at the summer fair.
Tonight, the lights will burn until dawn in the United Nations building as the leaders of the world map a course of action. And at Cape Kennedy, our correspondent interviewed Werner von Green.
He was chained to two soldiers.
And he was
a little bit weird. Had long hair and he wore a beard. He never thought much about beer or wine. But look, he's gone and I'm doing fine. But he never drove a Cadillac like mine.
He remembered it squeaking so clearly he could almost hear it. Wait. He was hearing it.
Oh, poor man. He's fainted. Just like someone who's seen a ghost.
A dream is a wish that the heart makes.
I just dropped my tooth. I used to brush my teeth with a quart of Red Mountain Vino Russo before every performance.
Who farted?
The world holds its breath and sadly waits to hear the answer.
It was Uncle Georgie.
Hi, my name is George. I'm here to talk to you today about
the risk of having sores on your wee-wee.
They can hurt you.
So a guy says, yeah, okay, we know what you're talking about. So he made us sign an affidavit promising that we would not touch certain areas of our body. You know?
You don't see that every day on the street.
But what about these
testicles?
You don't see that every day on the street.
What about this?
Gorilla ointment?
You don't see that every day on the street.
What about your mother?
You see that every day on the street.
She sold herself too cheaply.
How long were you a prostitute?
Until something extraordinary happened.
It exploded.
Out of your asshole?
Blew a hole in the moon.
Ah! Fuck!
Force of the blast lifted the Trans Am a good 2 inches off the ground. That was it. Then he heard it before he saw it.
The most frightening moment of the
giant cloud of gas
ever made. Terror.
My ass.
I'm sick of it, I'm sick of it, I'm sick of it.
It isn't just that you can almost hear that passing
gas.
But he also said he heard somebody
jerking off again.
It was Han Solo and his Falcon.
Doesn't he have anything else better to do?
What you see here is gang machismo. What you don't see is the other side of the gangs, the darker side.
On this side, we have some widely contrasting examples taken from recent recordings for dance music of a different kind.
Touch my private parts.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It is most unfortunate.
Only three things are needed.
Brain tumors, diabetes,
and a cold-blooded murder.
This is where you've got a lot of little girls, aged 10, 11, 12, 13. They undress.
Here at First Family Church.
Oh, wow.
Teaching your dog to come is the easiest.
Boys and girls are everyone's delight.
After the Flat Earth Conference and the Furry Con.
It's time for cat massage.
No, it isn't.
What time is it?
Is it time for lunch?
I'm going to eat
a human sacrifice.
There's no more delicious way to eat well, but wisely.
You might like eating children.
Take this one, for instance. Full of blood.
Peel off the skins and eat the tasty flesh inside.
Good luck, and have
cannibalism, sadism, desecration.
You are made out of a lot of edible things.
I'm going to eat you up.
So even if you have a really cool idea for how your body could be embalmed forever and displayed in a funny, weird, or bizarre way.
The wolf was very angry, but he pretended not to be. Then the wolf said,
now listen, fellas, he says, you guys are on television, he says, and there are certain areas of your body that you shouldn't touch because it's embarrassing to the people watching TV.
Such as
your elbows, heels, and knees.
I think I'd like
prunes to make me pants look nice.
Huh?
What do you want?
A $5
book
of McDonald's gift certificates.
And a few crazy pills.
Oh, Mr. Lova Lova.
What could happen to anyone working behind a nice, safe desk?
It cost him his life as the robbers shot him
repeatedly, even though he is unarmed.
Let this be a lesson to you.
The American Cancer Society recommends that people start getting this procedure at
McDonald's.
You asshole!
It is a time of introspection where we honor and value fond memories of a person we shall never forget.
And they need to have that permission. And once they receive that permission,
then they can say goodbye.